All right, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now reconvene. And we're on item number 20. This is discussion and possible action. Action on bill number 103, first reading of ordinance 18-294, an ordinance.
You said the Story County Board of Commissioners and said, thank you. You're the fire board.
Fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, reconvene is the 474 Fire Protection District Board. Thank you. Action on bill number 103, first reading of ordinance number 18-294, an ordinance amending chapter 15.04, buildings and construction to adopt 2018 International Fire Code. So, Mr. Loomis.
Mr. Chairman, Keith Loomis from the District Attorney's Office. This is kind of the flip side of the previous matter that we just heard, but this is really limited more to the fire code provisions. And so I'm Fire Marshal Azevedo is here to discuss it.
Thank you. For the record, Martin Azevedo, Story County Fire Marshal. Mirror image of what Director Haynes presented just on the fire code side. And do you have any questions?
Commissioners, any questions for the Fire Marshal?
I do not have. No.
Do we either want to go ahead and read the title into the minutes?
It's bill number 103, ordinance 18-294. Title is an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 15.04 Buildings and Construction to adopt the 2018 International Fire Code, the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, the 2017 National Fire Protection Association Standards, and the 2018 Northern Nevada Amendments amending Chapter 15.08.060, appeal from decisions and providing for other matters properly related thereto.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. Okay, while we open up for public comment, is there any public comment regarding the first reading of Ordinance 18-294? Hearing none, can you go ahead and get a motion to approve?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the first reading of Ordinance number 18-294.
Second your motion.
Moved and second to approve first reading of Ordinance number 18-294. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. At this time, we're going to adjourn as the 474 Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Next on our agenda is item number 22, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of interlocal agreement with NDOT regarding maintenance and repairs of traffic signal at Electric Avenue and State Route 439. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is an agreement with NDOT for the maintenance of the traffic signal out there in a try at the intersection of Electric Avenue and State Route 439. As you may recall, we have a separate agreement with Carson City to actually do the maintenance out there because they have a traffic signal maintenance people that know how to do it, and so they're going to do it. This is placing the responsibility on the county to make sure that it gets done one way or another. And we are entitled to seek reimbursement from NDOT for our costs in doing the maintenance.
Wait about 30 seconds.
It's basically an agreement with NDOT whereby the county is responsible for making sure that the signal is maintained and repaired. There's provision for a reimbursement of the costs incurred by the county in doing that to the extent that it exceeds $1,500, and it's subject to your approval.
So is this – now, we still have a contract with Carson.
Right.
Correct? So is the NDOT agreement as far as structural damage or maintenance?
Well,
and Carson's the electronic part of it, or what?
No, it's our job to provide for the repair and maintenance of the signal. We have moved that obligation on to Carson City. Carson City is going to bill us, and we're going to bill NDOT. NDOT has been provided the Carson City agreement, so they're aware of it.
Okay.
Very good. Any questions? Any additional questions? No? Any public comment regarding this interlocal agreement with NDOT? Hearing none, if we get a motion to approve.
Hi, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, move to approve the interlocal agreement between Story County and NDOT regarding the maintenance and repairs of the traffic signal at the intersection of Electric Way and SR 439, and authorize the Public Works Director to sign.
Second.
We move to a second to approve this interlocal agreement with NDOT. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 23, discussion of possible action. Board of County Commissioners, the board, to appoint two members of the board to serve on the Story County Regional Transportation Commission, the RTC, in accordance with Story County Codes 2.44 and 3.80. The term will be until December the 31st of the next even-numbered year, that beginning in 2020. Mr. Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners and Chair Austin Osborne, for the record. At the last meeting, you had approved an ordinance that creates the Story County Regional Transportation Commission, the RTC. This action, it would be the first thing in accordance to that ordinance to start building and putting the RTC together. So there ultimately will be three RTC members per the code. Two of them will be board commissioners, and then one of them will be a community at-large person that will be posted in accordance with our policies on finding a third commissioner that then this board would ultimately appoint to be the third person. So in this motion, there's two of them, and one is for one of you to nominate or recommend, ask one other commissioner to raise his hand to say, I would like to be the RTC commissioner number one, and then you would just go to a second motion and to appoint an RTC member number two, and then the rest would be following this meeting. And things that are to come are, of course, appointing a third commissioner, then we would determine who's going to be the chair and the vice chair, and then at that point, then we would actually have an RTC put together.
Okay. Are these terms going to... Are they going to be concurrent?
Or? Yes. They will be, two of them will be concurrent, one will be alternating, and we may need to appoint the third one after January 1st, but I need to look at the code to see if we can do that in order for that one to be an alternating person. But these two then would be, what happens today, are going to be two-year terms. So in the year December 31st, 2020, will be the reappointment of two board members to be RTC members, if they could change, and then hopefully in the year 2021, and we'll look at that third person would be then to go to the community once again to find that third at-large person.
Gotcha. Okay. I guess we'll go ahead and open it up. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Sam Toll, for the record, Chairman McBride, board members. What's the action item that this board is going to take hold of?
Going to appoint two commissioners to the RTC.
So the board, the function of the board itself, I mean, we're going to be putting in buses or light rail or other types of transportation for the citizens?
Well, since we're in the infancy of just forming the board, I probably can't answer all of those questions as of yet.
Any ideas at all? Because I've heard talk that there's a light rail system being planned between Sparks and the industrial park. I'm guessing that that would be one of the things that this board would oversee.
Well, why don't we hold off until we get the board formed and have a three-member board where we can have some conversation?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Any additional public comment? So is this kind of open for nominations? For appointment or volunteering?
At this point, it would be for this board for you to determine who would like to be RTC commissioner number one and to do a motion and a second in order
to... It would have to be between these two.
Okay. And then one set person.
So, perhaps I'll start this motion. So, I'll appoint Marcia McBride in accordance with Story County Code 2-44 and 3.80. I, Commissioner Gelman, nominate Commissioner Marcia McBride to serve on the Story County Regional Transportation Commission for a term lasting until December 31st, 2020.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Marcia McBride to Commissioner number one. Is that appropriate?
Correct.
In the Story County RTC.
All in favor? All in favor?
All in favor, yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
I missed just I want to ask, and I'm looking to legal counsel, but does there need to be public comment on that?
Yes, specific. We have public comment on it, yes.
Just okay.
We already had it.
We asked for
it. Yeah, okay. We had it.
We already had public.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion for RTC Commissioner number two appointment is Commissioner Lance Gelman in accordance with Story County Code 2.44. And 3.80, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, nominate Commissioner Lance Gelman to serve as the Story County Regional Transportation Commission for a term lasting until December 31st, 2020.
I'll second your motion. It's moved and seconded to appoint Lance Gelman, the Story County RTC. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Very good. Thank
you. At this point, Chairman, just so for your information, staff will proceed forward and going ahead and posting in accordance with policy for the third commissioner. Anybody in Story County that is eligible would be able to apply for that or submit letters of interest. It doesn't have to be from any particular precinct or district or anything like that.
Very good. Great. All righty, next up is item number 24. This is a discussion of possible action. Road abandonment request 2018-032. It's a request to abandon a portion of K Street right-of-way located in Virginia City. And Kathy Canfield, you can go ahead and take this. Under item number 24, for full disclosure, the applicant for this road abandonment is a relative of mine. It is my brother, Steve. I have no pecuniary interest in the subject property. Therefore, I'm not going to go ahead and recuse myself from participating in this. Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do upon the recommendation of legal counsel is I will go ahead and redact what I just said, and I will go ahead and recuse myself from this item. Or can I just abstain from voting? Should I recuse myself as well and abstain from voting?
You should abstain from voting on the matter. You're entitled to present factual material, but not to advocate okay. for or against the proposition.
Very good. Okay, I'll just abstain from voting on this item.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Canfield, if you want to go ahead.
Thank you. This application is for an abandonment of an approximately 16-foot strip of land within the K Street right-of-way. It's located on the southeast corner of K Street and Union Street, and it's adjacent to a vacant piece of property. The area is located at a top of a hill, and it extends down a steep slope to Union Street. And over the years, the applicant has landscaped and fenced off some of the area that's at the very top. I was told that that's been there since the mid-80s, that it's been that way. The area to be abandoned doesn't contain any pavement area or any area that's been used as an access way by the public. We've contacted the different departments in the county, and none of them have any concerns with needing that area as a roadway easement. We've also contacted the neighbors. I did have a contact from one neighbor that just actually had questions. He didn't have any objections to that. At our planning commission meeting, we did have one community member that had an objection to the abandonment. I believe he's here today. I believe that letter was also included in your packets. There is a sewer line that's located in K Street, the K Street right-of-way, that was recently replaced, and then the pavement on the top of K Street was redone after that was completed. As a part of this abandonment, if it's approved, we are recommending that a public utility easement still remain in the whole area of that right-of-way, even the abandoned portion. As a part of a condition also, that area that would be abandoned would be required to be consolidated into the adjacent parcel so that we're not creating any new little piece of land that's a standalone piece that would be consolidated. So I can answer any questions. I believe there's probably some public comment also.
Okay, Liz, I'm looking at your first picture.
Okay.
So I'm looking at it's the bottom view. So it looks like the applicant has built a parking area there. Is that the right place I'm looking at?
Yes, but that area that's paved is not part of the abandonment. The abandonment would come up to the area of the fence, but none of the area that's used, that's paved, would be included in any of the area of the abandonment.
Okay, so this road should basically go straight through.
If it was ever to be completed, it would go through, the right-of-way goes straight through down to Union Street.
Okay, so would that be Union Street that's coming from left or right?
Union Street is the lighter colored, well, I guess. From left to right. That would be Union Street. K Street is...
Is that the old power station?
Yes.
There? Okay. So that's Union Street there. So basically, you don't ever foresee running the road straight over to Union Street. Is that what you're saying?
That's when consulted with the different counties. That area is significantly steep right there, and to put in a road would require some significant engineering to stabilize that, okay, that width, and Public Works doesn't anticipate ever needing that.
Okay, my next question is the area between where this driveway ends and Union Street, that area, I guess, north of the property, is that part of the owner's property as well already?
The applicant does own that property from where that house sits down to Union Street. Okay. It's a separate vacant lot. He owns two parcels right there. One has the house on it, and then the second parcel that we're considering vacant, but it actually has some landscaping and flattened area in a fence. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Anything for public comment?
Commission Board, my name is Nick Lazzarino, and I just want to suggest that you abandon the road. The property is usable to the homeowner. He's utilized it for a number of years with making significant improvements to the property itself. I don't believe that with what they're saying it would be usable for anything else. So that's my recommendation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, continue on. More public comment?
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill, as Ms. Canfield alluded to, I submitted a letter opposing this motion, which she is telling me is included in the packet. Therefore, I won't consume the board's time with reading that in again. I simply will say that, as I suggested in my letter, that this effort to abandon part of the road benefits a single person at the expense of future use for the future citizens of the county. There will be no financial transaction. This will be basically a giving away part of the land. And it sets a what I would consider to be a dangerous precedent. I will bet you a donut that the person who owns the other property next to the road will come to you for a similar abandonment. I understand that the road itself is 44 feet wide. Is that, did I read that correctly? Is it that wide? And we're, yeah, and the county's only giving up 16 feet of that?
The right-of-way is 60 feet, so with the 16-foot abandonment, there would be 44 feet left in that right-of-way.
And that right-of-way would still be valid. In other words, the county could at some point come back and improve it, do the substantial mechanical work, grading and stuff, and could pave it in the future should they want to. And that 44 feet would be wide enough to be kosher, so to speak, to county's uses?
Yes. The county's minimum requirement is 24 feet for the width of the roadway.
There's a similar situation that's occurred on Sutton Street. If you follow this road, if you were to actually be able to drive through it and then continue past the power station through to Sutton Street, there's a similar situation where someone has a property owner has in the past built a fence, planted a tree, and the county has actually put in a fire hydrant in the basically what appears to be the center of Sutton Street. And this has created a tense situation between the neighbors there. And this kind of thing, I think, again, as I suggested, sets a dangerous precedent for the county. Anyone who wants to increase their privacy and increase their property footprint in areas where they would otherwise be burdened by a steep or dirt road next to them. I can visualize at least a half dozen here in Story County in Virginia City where that might exist. This will allow them footing to in essence, do the same thing. So I'm going to recommend or plea that you not approve this ordinance. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's no public comment.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Why aren't we making him pay for this? Why are we giving away land? How does that serve the best interest of our residents?
That too is a question I have. So if we're abandoning this, does it become the property of the new of this owner? And then will that be added an added tax? Would tax be added to cover that strip of land to speak of?
Who gives away land in an area such as ours, where every inch is?
There's
worth something.
From what I understand, it's pretty much unusable land.
It doesn't matter. I mean, assess it and set a value to it and get some money for it. Giving away land, I just don't understand that concept.
My understanding, and again, I don't work for the assessor's office, but I believe this will put it back on the tax rolls because it goes from public ownership to private ownership.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For whatever value it is there.
But I'm talking about paying for it as the acquisition. If I wanted to go into, 440 yards into my neighbor's lot, I would have to pay for that to move that lot line. I mean, I have to buy the land, then I have to. So why are we giving away public land to a private, this in case is a private person, for no money? Even the land we gave to TRI had a token $10 to it. Why aren't we charging for this?
We didn't give any. The county, historically, we've abandoned streets in Virginia City before, with, I'm just saying, with no monetary exchange there, right? Because some of these old streets were unusable. They were never going to be utilized. So it was better for the county to go ahead and to abandon them, put them onto the tax rolls of those adjoining property owners. Several of them have been done. If you look between Piper's Opera House and the Piper House, mm-hmm. that was abandoned. Between the Piper's, the residence behind the BB residence and where the swimming pool used to be, that had been abandoned. Same process there.
The RV park was a couple.
The RV park was a few. On Stewart Street at the far end north end of town, that had been abandoned several years ago prior to my being on this commission. Same thing. Here's on the map shows a street, but when you get up there, you visibly look at it. There's no way it could ever be utilized as a street. So they simply abandon it, put it under the tax rolls, so the current property owners will end up paying the assessment on it.
So we don't.
When you look at the area on K Street in question, the subject property there, the map shows the street going through. There's no any indication that street ever went through. That was a dairy in the early days down there. The whole area of Steve's house, Joe Curtis's house, that was all a dairy down there. And we know specifically for the last 90 years, that street has never gone through. And to look at it now, if the county did want to punch it through, they still could. They've got 44 feet to deal with. It would be a very awkward street because it would be extremely steep. It's a short street up there between Washington and Union Street. There are only two houses that face K Street. There's the back of a garage that faces it, and the back of a driveway of someone's house that faces it. There's no additional building on north or south on K Street of that one block. If you go south of K Street, that's an unimproved dirt road there, and the houses that are on that street, only the rear of their houses face it on both the north and, on the east and the west sides of the street. So K Street is kind of an anomaly where it's not a utilized street in the town.
I'm just looking for where in NRS or where in our master plan or where in our ordinance it authorizes us to, I understand abandonment, but I don't understand giving it away without compensation. That's what I'm asking. Where's our authority as a board to give land away with no money?
This item was heard by our planning commission, and there was extensive conversation. It was understood that he's been allowed to use the property for years. This is not something that's new that come up as a surprise. And so with that prearranged use, and he was allowed to plant it and improve it, and so the planning commission voted to approve this abandonment in his favor. And I would agree with that, and I'm going to support the Planning Commission.
I'm still asking the question, where do we have the authority to give away land? Where does it say that in an ordinance or an NRS or a master plan? I understand we have abandonment, but how are we authorized to give away public land?
Perhaps I can answer that question.
Thank you, Mr. Willis.
Under NRS 278.480, there's provision for abandonment of land or vacating of streets. And under subsection 7, it says that in the event of a partial vacation of a street where the vacated portion is separated from the property from which it was acquired by the unvacated portion of it, the governing body may sell the vacated portion upon such terms and conditions as it deems desirable and in the best interest of the city or the county. So it's a discretionary decision whether or not an abandoned piece of property will be sold or be given away.
Does it say given away?
It says it has discretion as to whether they will sell it or not. Which
and if I may, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I'm having ordered countless appraisals, sometimes multiple appraisals on single property. I would tell you my knowledge of that area, I would propose as a layman owning land in Story County, that the cost of the appraisal would far exceed the value of the property being given up.
Okay. Any other public comment? Go ahead, Austin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne. I'm not going to belabor this any more than necessary, but this is something I've said on similar sorts of applications in the past over the years, many years, is Virginia City is a little bit unique compared to other communities that are planned out, like the Highlands, for example, where roads were intentionally placed in certain places to reach intentional parcels and with some kind of logic and reason. And Virginia City, Mr. Chairman, you described it quite correctly. It wasn't the case. In a lot of cases, these roads were platted and never developed or otherwise, whether it's variances in a lot of cases or street abandonments and other sorts of things. In each of these, the findings have looked at the uniqueness of the community with the regard I just described to support a lot of things that in some other places may not be supported because of this situation we have in this community alone. We can talk on and on about it, but I think I made my point, and I'd like this finding to be included in this one if that were to go that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Any additional public comment? All right, at this point, I'll ask commissioners for a motion on this item, one way or the other.
Do we have findings on this?
We do.
Yes.
So I guess before you read the findings, I'm going to ask if you're going to make a motion in the affirmative or the denial for her to read the findings.
I'll make a motion recommended that was recommended by the Planning Commission. Should I read the motion? But I do plan on going with the recommended motion submitted by the staff.
We'll ask Kathy to go ahead and read the findings.
So please read the findings.
Okay. This approval is to abandon a portion of K Street right-of-way located within Virginia City. The right-of-way abandonment is approximately 16 feet wide by approximately 140 linear feet south of Union Street right-of-way. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to a vacant parcel owned by the applicant at 25 South K Street, the southeast corner of Union and K Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel number APN 001-24305. The abandonment complies with NRS 278.480 relating to abandonment of a street or easement. The abandonment complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to vacation or abandonment of streets or easements, including NRS 278.240. The abandonment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. The abandonment will not cause the public to be materially injured by the proposed abandonment. The conditions of approval for the required abandonment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Chapter 17.12.090, General Provisions, Access and Rights of Way, or any other federal, state, or county regulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Therefore, in accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 3.A of the staff report, and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, hereby move to approve the abandonment of a portion of K Street right-of-way located within Virginia City. The right-of-way abandonment is approximately 16 feet wide by approximately 140 linear feet south of the Union Street right-of-way. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to the vacant parcel owned by the applicant at 25 South K Street, the southeast corner of Union and K Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, borders assessor's parcel number APN 001-243-05.
Mr. Chairman, before you take a vote.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, the statement that I discussed just a moment ago, if you so choose and you find that to be useful as a finding, I would welcome you to include it in your motion as a finding. Otherwise, go ahead and proceed as you were. Thank you.
Okay.
And I can kind of repeat or summarize what that was about if you would like. That would be perfectly fine. I'll just go ahead, and if you want, I'll go ahead and say a finding that
is necessary.
I would say so.
The more findings you have, the more solid the record is.
I would recommend that. Go ahead and read it into the record.
I'd agree. In this case, that the commission would also find that under the unique circumstances of the Virginia City community, in which case this road was never developed or known to have been developed, and then under the topographic and other geographic situation of the area being abandoned, that this would be another reason to abandon this portion of roadway and right-of-way.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I have a motion. Do you have a second?
Second.
We're moving to second to approve the road abandonment request of 2018-032. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And all abstain. Motion carries. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Kathy. Mr. Winters, thank you. Moving along to item number 25, discussion on possible action, approval of business license, second readings.
We have thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Community Development, they are recommending that we approve items A through H as they appear on your agenda and in your packet is all meeting our standard criteria. And
very good. Can I go ahead and is there any public comment regarding the approval of the business license second readings? Hearing none, if I get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve items A through H.
Second.
Move to second to approve all items. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 26, public comment.
For the record, Sam Soule, once again, making my customary trip to the podium at the end of the meeting to provide public comment on the fact that these meetings do not contain public comment at the beginning of the meeting. I had the pleasure of being at a couple of other public meetings that have occurred in different places and different jurisdictions. Delightfully, all of them have the ability for the public to speak at a reasonable time that one, again, that they can schedule. You know, if there was an octogenarian who had to endure our plush accommodations for an unknown period of time to provide 3 minutes of input to the county leaders, I would consider that an affront if I was one of those people. I would like to just chime in, take this moment, and I know I've got 3 minutes, so I'll keep it brief, to provide some feedback. I know that earlier today I was not in the building when approval was made of the special assessment district requiring the landholders and the stakeholders of the pipeline, the effluent pipeline, to pay for this project. I think that's spectacular. As I've said on the record before, the pipeline is a linchpin to future growth in the county and for the success of those businesses. However, as I have noted in the past, the taxpayer increment area, which was not voted on today, is the part that will divert $61 million of future tax revenue, which would otherwise be enjoyed by the residents of the county, to reimburse global billion-dollar companies. I can tell you that I have been walking door-to-door in Mark Twain, have knocked on, a couple hundred doors. Not one person is excited about the use of and the diversion of future tax revenue for the use or reimbursement of these billion-dollar global companies. In fact, I think, again, as I alluded to earlier, Mark Twain is one of the more destitute communities in Story County. Many of the roofs that I looked at as I was walking up to these trailers had tarps over them held on by spare tires. And the grounds were clearly under disrepair. So I think that the notion that this is a good idea is not shared by the majority of the residents in Mark Twain, and I would think that if you were to go down there and ask them yourselves, they would share that opinion with you. With that, I thank you for your time and look forward to the next meeting.
Mayor, Mr. Chairman, I think it's important that our record accurately reflect, because again, once again, for the second time today, you know, we're being informed of people's feelings when there is a certain level of miscommunication out there. For the record, the county and this commission did not approve
the special assessment district today. We continued it. And for the record, we made no action other than accepting public input on assessing the cost of the local improvements against the accessible property. The only accurate statement is we also did not do anything with the tax increment area. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll see you October 2nd.